You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Well, in this particular topic, as we talk about the peace of God, I want to basically expound on a few things regarding this topic. Number one, we'll be talking about more of the character of peace. What's the character of peace when we say the peace of God? Then we're going to jump into the disciplines of peace based on the scripture that we read. And we are going to touch on the topic, where do you get the very secret of God's peace? I'd like to start with when we had our meeting, one of our meetings here, in our staff meeting here in Victory Metro East. I asked my staff about, what really troubles you? What causes you not to have that inner peace? What is it, the things that we need to pray for you at the moment? And they started to share, you know, some of the trials in life. They started to share, you know, the problems that, you know, they're encountering. And everyone has the chance to share. And basically, we're going to pray for those. And when my turn, which I'm the last one to share, I said, sometimes I tend to think so much. I tend to think a lot. Even times where I want to rest for the whole day, for the evening, want to get some rest. But in the next few hours, I tend not to have that rest. But tend to think so much. I've been thinking, what are the things that needs to be done for the next day, for the rest of the week, for the whole month? What are the assignments? What are the goals? What are the things that needs to be done? And sometimes thinking of situations like, how would you get the money to pay for the tuition fee of my kids? How many of you sometimes think that way? And how would you, you know, survive for the next coming weeks? How would you solve the problem of this situation who just asked you for counsel? How would you resolve conflicts with that person and the other person that you try to, you know, to bring peace and restoration? I think so much, and I figure out the reason why, because of this issue that most of us face, which is what you call anxiety. There's no inner peace. And somehow, we tend to think that's normal, but that's abnormal in the eyes of God. In some way, in our own lives, we tend to think so much about the troubles in life, about our situations that we face, about problems, about circumstances, that sometimes we know deep within, it is beyond us. Ang hirap yata, ano, di ba, na tipong magkasama kayo, probably, siguro sa church, tapos may misunderstanding, walang agreement, may conflict, different views, different opinions, different perspectives, and you get along together? Hello? And kundi naman, di ba may mga hinaharap tayong mga tensions sa buhay natin, may problema sa pamilya, may problema sa kamag-anak, and sometimes it weighs us down, and we've been thinking and thinking all through the day. The bottom line is, we're anxious. And I figure out, Lord, why am I anxious? I begin to realize that the reason why, because I want to be in control. I want to be the man who's, as a leader of my household, as a leader of this ministry somehow, that you tend to be in control in business, in your work, in your family, in the affairs of your children. You want to be in control. Guess what? If you're not in control, and we will never be in control, you will lose that inner peace. Abang hirap po nun, kakaisip po natin. Isip tayo na isip. Yung iba kakaisip, nagkakabuti na, yung buhok, maputi na. Hindi lang maputi, sobrang puti na. Kaya yung iba, nagpapatina na lang. Yung iba, nawawala ng buhok, di ba? Parang sobrang tension, sobrang stress. You're way out of the mark in your own strength. It costs a lot in you. You lose weight. Hindi ka makakain. Isip ka na isip. The normal is not really normal. And you tend to think that you can solve the problem by being in control. I believe the Lord wants to restore the peace of God in our hearts for us to understand why we need to have that peace. And here comes the worst part. May stress na nga, may tension na nga, anxious na ho tayong lahat, nag-worry tayo sa mga bagay-bagay, and we tend to deal it with these things. It's all in the mind. Then, I gotta deal it with just think positive. I have to go to a bookstore, fully book. All these books are to go to the self-help psychology section for me to restore my happiness. Well, here's the point. It's not about having the feeling of becoming good. It's not gonna solve the problem. Are you here with me? Thinking positive is not an issue. Positive thinking, in my submission to you, all of you, is not biblical. It is not. And maybe some of you would say, maybe the absence of conflict. Parang pag nakita ka ng clouds, alam mo na, uulan, pero hindi umulan. Bigla na lang, hindi umulan. Pero parang yung guy na yun, nakapu na lang bigla, biglang may dumaan na kotse, natalimsikan ka ng, baba trip yata yun, di ba? That will weigh you down. It's start of anxiety. We begin to deal with it by expelling negative thoughts and saying, Lord, tanggalin mo yung problema. Lord, tanggalin mo itong hinaharap ko for me to get and restore the joy, the peace within me. Let me share to you the character of peace. If you are in a situation today that somehow you're facing trouble, anxieties, worries, I'd like to submit to you what Jesus said. In this world, there will be many troubles. That's a promise Jesus said. In this world, this temporal world that we all live in, that's why this is not, our citizenship is not this planet. If you think that for you to rejoice and have everything in this planet, you are wrong. This is just temporary. That's why we got to focus on the very purpose of God. We're not from here, we're from heaven. If you have Christ. But I'd like to submit to you, we got to know the character of peace. What is peace? The character of peace is having the inner calm, state of emotional and intellectual balance. Marami po sa, dahil sa problema, hindi makayanan, gagawin ho na imbalance sa pag-iisip. Kaya paminsan, they go to psychologist that they cannot deal with their own depression, with their own anxieties. Why? Because they don't have that inner peace, the inner calm of the character of peace. What else? Peace is not the absence of fear. There will be troubles here and there that would come our way. But it's the presence of something else. It's the presence of someone. And who is that? Sometimes we think that having a relationship with someone will resolve the issues of our lives. Having a relationship, a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship is the issue. Or getting married will be the issue. Or having this kind of job will solve our problem. Well, I have to submit to you today, inner peace and the absence of fear is having the presence of God in us. That's where we get inner peace. Peace is also our security despite how bad things are. It's like the description of, let's say in your village, in your own neighborhood, that you have a vast army of soldiers. In your streets, in every corner, there's a soldier guarding your house. Where we get the word peace and security, peace and order. Think about that. Makakatulog kaya ako noon. Hindi ako mag-iisip kung sino papasok sa bahay ko. Hindi ako mag-iisip na mananakawan ako. Hindi ako mag-iisip kung ano man because of those guards, those soldiers in my neighborhood. Just imagine the inner peace that you have. Well, that is a symbol. That is what peace is about. It's a way to be completely poised under circumstances. Whatever you face in life, whatever trials and testing that would come our way, guess what? You're stable. You're fixed. You're immovable. That is what to have peace. The character of peace. Let me define to you right now what peace is. Peace is confidence and trust in God's control over your life. Let me say that again. Peace is confidence and trust in God's control over our lives. Let me share to you the disciplines of peace. The Word of God said, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. There are three disciplines that the Word teaches us, especially when we face anxieties, troubles, worries in life. What's the first one? Number one is what you call praying. Everyone say praying. Here's a question. Can all of us pray? Do you think when we pray, God hears us? You know, my mom was very religious. My mom was battling from cancer. And I remember the time she was around 80 years old, 81, 82, when we were at St. Luke's. And she called me. I was the one guarding her. And she said, I'm having a hard time. And so I started preaching the gospel again and again. This time I got her. This time her heart was open. And here's what she said. Anak, alam mo kung sino ako, every single day, for how many years I've been attending mass, going to church every single day. I want to tell you right now, I don't know if all my prayers reached God. I think it only reached to the ceiling. That's the words of my mom. And I started preaching. And I began to realize my mom doesn't have the peace. Not because people prayed means to say that God heard your prayers. And the reason why God cannot hear our prayers because actually we have an enemy. If you don't have Christ in your life, you have an enemy. And the sole enemy is God Himself. The enemy who is gracious and forgiving and loving. Imagine the kind of enemy that God would have judged you with so many sickness and disease, and He could have placed you in hell right there and then, but He withhold it. Yet He's a loving enemy. But here's the point. The bottom line is Isaiah 59 says, there is the way of peace they do not know. People who lives in wicked lives, who lives in the world, who doesn't have Christ, doesn't know how to walk in peace. But Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, let me continue on. Through whom we have gained access by faith. Here's a God who's our sole enemy, but when we gave our lives to Christ, He has forgiven us and gave us the right, the access towards God. Guess what? If you have Christ within you, you can go to God anytime and pray to God whatever circumstance that you're facing. Can you say amen? You can now go straight to God and pray and cast all our cares. You're troubled, you pray. Something's not right in your way, you lose control, that's fine. You go and pray. But here's the deal. When we have God in our hearts, guess what? Then there become more enemies. Before, one sole enemy, which is God. This time, they are nastier, meaner enemies, which is what? The world, our flesh, and the devil. The world wants to take over ourselves, our lives, by what? By telling us that we need to look for certain things in a certain way, which what we call nowism or secularism. The things that you watch on videos, the things that you watch on movies and television sometimes dictates our lifestyle. I want this. I want that. Gusto ko maging katulad ko si Martin. Hindi ka naman si Martin. Gusto ko si Sir Chief. May maya ka ba? Hello? We try to have our own idols, the right to conform in the world. But here's the point. We're trying to conform, but if you can't conform, in the world, then guess what? You lose that peace that God promised you. Are you here with me? You're trying to conform. Gusto maging si John Lloyd ka. Hindi ka si John Lloyd. Hello. The world, the flesh. Now here's the flesh. The flesh is talking about our own desires. What you want, what you desire. And because of that, you want to be in control. The moment that you want to be in control, that we become our own God. Do you understand this? And that's why, what's the definition of peace? Confidence and trust that God is in control over our lives. That you will do everything you can in order for you to get what you want. Doing everything you can to reach your ambition. That sometimes you strive and you strive harder, but there is no peace. That you look for the approval of men. You look for the tap of the world. You look for the clap of men and say, you're the best, you're great. Well, in fact, God has already approved you. Number three is the devil. He's a supernatural evil of intelligence where he wants to outsmart us with all these lies, and he wants to destroy your peace and your inner joy. You know, the word Satan means accuser, prosecutor. He's the accuser of the brethren that he will call and he will tell you with such voice, Christian ka pa naman, nagbi-victory ka, victory group leader ka? Christian ka ngayon, ganyan ka pa rin? And he will remind you, he will tell you of your past and your sins, and he'll put you down, your emotions, and highlight your sin rather than you focusing on your Savior. A co-pastor of mine was talking to this guy, and for such a time, the guy was part of our church for years. He's attending church. He's fine. He's cool. Guess what? His heart is not right with God. Many circumstances, trials, testings have come, and that lost his inner peace. And he wants to get out. He wants to get out of his involvement with so many things. And he said this. He said, Pastor, I need to get out because I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. And I look at the guy and said, look at me. Who is worthy? Nobody's worthy. No man is worthy to have God. We're all here on the basis of God's mercy. God's grace. The enemy, Satan, is questioning your salvation, your right standing with God, telling you, you are not worthy. Ang tagal mo na Kristiyano, ganyan ka pa rin. Di ako galit sa inyo. Galit ako sa kaaway. And these three always operate together. Folks, listen, God wants to be involved. That's why he says in James chapter 5, verse 13, is any among you in trouble, let them pray. You don't go to a pastor and ask, Pastor, can you pray for me? I need inner peace. Most of the people who ask me for prayers, guess what? Asking for peace of mind. But actually, what they want is the peace of God. They don't even know. The Lord wants to get involved. He wants you to go straight to Him. Lord, I thank you for that. I can go straight to you with such access. I don't have to go to Pastor Mark or any pastor or any kind of priest out there. I can go straight to you and present my concerns and cast all my cares. Lord, thank you that you want to get involved in my own affair, my own life. Folks, you don't just sit there and dwell with your past and anxieties and troubles and worries. You go straight to God in prayer. Amen? Why can we go and pray? Because we have the peace in God through Christ. Second, thanking God. Why do we need to thank God? Because the Bible says the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The reason why we need to thank God is simply because first we pray because the peace of God in us, the peace with God, this time because of the peace of God. What is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is a recognition that everything we have, my friends, and everything that we're going to receive comes from God and not comes from you. You might be talented. You might be wise. You might have a strategic mindset, how things can achieve this and that and make things happen. Great. But I just want to let you know, it's God who brought everything to place. And apart from His grace and wisdom and His knowledge, we are nothing in this world. Can you say amen? Amen. We need to thank God. Why? Because the peace is the confidence and trust in God's control over your life. When we say thank God, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that tomorrow is going to be a great day. In my mind, I've been thinking so many things. But Lord God, I know I'm letting go of my own control and letting you, because you are in control, that every need that I have, you're the one who can give it to me. Folks, listen, there is no worldly pleasures that can satisfy you. No physical pleasures. You know what I'm talking about. No amount of whatever pleasures this world can offer you will satisfy you. The very thing that can satisfy us is the love of God. And because of that, we can have peace. Psalm 107 verse 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever." 1 Thessalonians says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances." Lord, thank you. I'm having problem today. Lord, nahirap, feeling kong hirap, it weighs me down. But I thank you that you are in control. And the Bible says this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Number one, praying. Why? Because we have the peace in God. Peace with God, I'm sorry. Number two, thanking God. Why? Because of the peace of God. Number three, thinking. Here's what the Word of God says. "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things." The Lord wants to deal with our own minds. How? By us having the right thinking. Proverbs 23 verse 7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." In other translation, as a man thinks of himself, that will come to pass. Kung ano po yung iniisip nyo ngayon, kung ano magiging ikaw, mangyayari po yan. Kung iniisip mo, puro kahirapan, ang hirap naman ito hanggang ngayon, wala tayong pera, kung talaga ganyan pag-iisip natin, mangyayari yan. Kung iniisip mo, pangit ka, huwag ka na mag-isip. Hold me that. With that word, huwag ka na mag-isip. I'm gonna touch on that in a while. Whatever you think of yourself, that will happen. Wala nangyayari sa'yo, ganyan kasi, baka ganyan tayo mag-isip. Hindi ako magiging leader. Hindi ako magiging productive Christian. Ganito na lang ako. Eh talagang ganyan ka. God wants to deal with our thoughts. Here's what Warren Wiersbe says. Sabi po ni Warren Wiersbe, "Sow a thought, you will reap an action." Everything boils down in our thoughts. That's the problem here. Our thinking. Sow an action, you'll reap a habit. It's been a habit on and on and on. You are like that. Guess what? Here's a problem right here. It's right here. Sow a habit, you reap a character. When you sow a character, you reap what? Your destiny. Who you are. Let me read to you what Tim Keller says regarding men, children, family who watch TV commercials. Here's what he says. Both children and adults are being deeply affected by what they watch on television, videos. And they don't realize the damage is being done. By the time an average child finishes elementary school, he or she has watched 8,000 murders, violence on television. Not mentioning the immoral stuff. From first grade to graduation, he will spend 13,000 hours in school, but will watch television more than 15,000 hours. And he or she will watch over 1,000 commercials a week. By the time she's 20, she will have seen over 1 million commercials. Here's the bottom line. What you see and what you read and what you watch tells who the kind of person are you. Whatever that stucks in your head, that's who you are. But the Word of God says, finally, brothers, whatever is pure, whatever is noble, whatever is praiseworthy, admirable, lovely, whatever is right, think about such things. And let me talk to you about the opposite of peace. You know what's the opposite of peace? The opposite of peace is worry. You worry too much, guess what? You don't have the peace of God. You worry a lot, where's the peace? You lost that peace. There's a song that says, you lost that inner peace. Ikaw talaga, mga pinagawa. You know what the meaning of worry? Here's the meaning of worry. Worry is the absence of thought. Meaning, here's the meaning of worry. The absence of thought. Every time you worry, here's what it means. You are not thinking. It's a waste of time. You're worrying what will happen tomorrow. Anong gagawin? Anong kakainin? Guess what? You are not thinking. If you are a worrier person, not a warrior, worrier, you worry too much. Hindi ka nag-iisip. Wala kang iniisip. You're wasting your time and energy and effort. Tulog ka na lang. Pray ka na lang. Pasalamatan mo na lang si Lord. Ito pa. Buhay ka pa. Another opposite of peace is anxiety. Anxious lang, bitch. Isang word ng word. Ito talaga. Hindi ka mapakali. Matwasaya ba ako? Iiyak ka nalang bigla. Hello. Hello. May tililing. Okay ka lang. Okay lang mo, doctor. Ano ba? Here's where we get it from the book of Luke. Martha and Mary. Remember that story? That Mary was so consumed with so many things. All right? And she was anxious. Where we get the word Marina, which means to be in pieces, meaning she was thinking so many things. Her mind is divided and distracted with too many goals. And Martha was telling Mary, Mary, look at you. You're having quiet time. There's so many things needs to be done here. But when Jesus came into the picture, you know what Jesus says? Martha, Martha, you're anxious. You don't have peace. You're distracted. He was saying, Martha, what are you thinking? I am here. Many pieces, different views. And I mean, iniisip. Mary, on the other hand, here's what Jesus says. She chose what is right. She chose what is needful. Meaning, what Mary did, She was focused, not with so many things, but having a single thought, single-minded. Everybody say single-minded. Single-minded. Focus on Christ. And that is what's the opposite of anxiety. Single thought, single-minded, focused on Christ. The Bible tells us, whatever is true, noble, whatever is right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. Aba, ang dami nun. Pero sinasabi po ng Bible, there's only one that we can think of that you put all together. Single-minded thought. You know who that person is? That is Christ there. You put all things together that you think about being true, being noble, being right, being pure and lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. God is telling us, have a single thought, single-mindedness on the person of Christ. And let me share with you how to get that secret peace. Where do we get that secret peace? We get that secret peace right there in the cross. The secret peace that many people are looking for. It's not based on the external pleasures. It's not based on the world affairs of men. It's not based on wealth. It's not based on whatever this world can offer us. But it's found right there on the cross. And here's the message, what we're talking about. Right there on the cross. Jesus lost all his peace to get you into perfect peace with him on the cross. Can we read this together at the count of three? One, two, three, go. He took all our anxieties, our troubles, our problems, our circumstance. He wants you to release all your control to God. Why is that? Because here's what he said. John chapter 14. Sabi po ni Jesus, peace I leave you, peace I give you. It's my peace. You will never find peace to anyone. It's my peace. No one can satisfy you except me. It's right there on what I did for you on the cross. I do not give you as the world gives. What will the world give you? Eternal pleasures. Momentarily pleasures. What is that? As to what God promised. Peace. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. John chapter 16, verse 33. He also said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have what? In me you will have peace. And here's another promise. In this world you may have trouble. Don't you ever ask God, Lord, take away this problem. Lord, take away this circumstance. Lord, take away my issues. Take away. No, no, no. You face that once and for all. You face that cloud. Focus on the cross. You can pray and thank God and have the right thinking. Single-minded focus on Jesus. Because here's what he said. But take heart. Take heart. I have overcome the world. I have overcome for you. The secret of peace is found right there on the cross of Jesus Christ. He lost all his peace to get you into that perfect peace that you long for. It's with him on the cross. May the Lord speak and minister and restore you and bring you to the cross once again with his perfect peace. Can we just bow our heads? Lord, thank you. Thank you that we have you, Lord. Even at this moment, Lord, where we face so many troubles in life, even beyond us, Lord, beyond our strength, beyond our energies. Di na kami makatulog, Lord. Di na makakain, Lord. Minsan wala nang pagkain. Wala nang pupuntahan, Lord. And sometimes, somehow, there's alive the enemy for us to quit, to give up, to get out of your fellowship, to get out of this relationship. Lord, forgive us for our own selfish ways. Forgive us if we are in control and wanting to be in control. May we learn how to release. May we learn to have confidence and trust that you are in control in every situation, in every circumstance. And the reason why we're letting us go through this is simply because you want to form Christ in us, hoping the glory in Christ be revealed in us. Lord, I pray right now for every believer, every person in the house, whatever situation they're into, that you may grant them peace as you promise we could get it from the cross. If you're here today and there's trouble, worries, anxieties, you're giving up, can you turn to Jesus right now? Can you lose control? Will you let go and go to God directly? Because you have the peace with God and the peace of God and the cut of peace, the Prince of Peace, which is Christ. If that's you, if you're asking God for that peace, would you lift up your hands? I want to pray for you. Just lift up your hands. Forget a person next to you. Just a personal way between you and God. Whatever situation that you're facing right now, facing troubles, facing this, maybe disagreements, conflicts, and whatever that somehow it weighs you down. Lift up your hands. I want to pray for you. Father, I thank you for every brother, every sister. You know who they are, Lord. Lord, you died for them. You shed your blood. And because of that, you brought peace with us on the cross because you gave up your own peace. Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, I declare peace. Remove every kind of anxieties, Lord. Remove every kind of troubles in our hearts that weighs us down, but enable us to put our confidence and trust in you, that it's only you, Lord God, who could lead us towards the right path. Lord, thank you for the promise of peace. You are our Prince of Peace. You are the God of peace. And I declare that every person's hands lifted up. I just want to pray right now for all of us. Put your hands down. Can you put your hand in your mind right now? I just want to pray. Just within our minds. You know, the battle is in the mind. Lord, you said whatever is pure, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is trust, praiseworthy, admirable, and lovely. Lord God, I pray. You commanded us to think for such these things and boast down to you. Lord, I pray for a single-minded, single thought, single heartbeat, and that is you, Lord Jesus. For you are lovely, you are admirable, you are praiseworthy, you are excellent and pure and holy, and that's what we want and long for. Lord, I just pray that let our minds think what you ask us to think of, and that's you. I pray that we will be like Mary, who will have a single devotion, a single-mindedness, not the ways of the world or the offers of this world, but only you, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, let our hearts, our mind, that you said the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard our hearts, our minds, in Christ Jesus. Lord, I thank you for every one of us.